I listened to the Democratic leaders discuss the legislative calendar, and with respect, I believe that the Democratic leadership in the Senate is approaching the crisis of $4 gasoline with all the urgency of naming a post office. Their idea, it seems, is to talk until there is one amendment over there and one amendment over here, both of which may fail, and then go on to the next thing. I've just come back from 4 days in Tennessee. I believe if I walked down a street in Nashville or Maryville or Knoxville or wherever and talked to 100 people and said, what do you think we ought to be doing in the United States Senate? I get the same answer, and it would be this. We'd like for you to go do something serious about $4 gasoline prices, and we'd like for you to work across party lines to get it done. Mr. President, we're ready to do that. We on the Republican side, and I think many Democrats are as well. Yet what the Democratic leadership did was bring up a bill on Friday that addresses speculation and put us in a procedural situation where all we can do is talk and talk and talk. We could have started last Friday with amendments on finding more oil and using less oil. We have 25 or 30 on this side. I'll bet there are that many on the other side. I'll bet they're more than that. We could be in our fifth day of debating and voting on a substantial piece of legislation to increase the supply of American energy and reduce our use of oil, which is the way to lower gasoline prices. And that's what we should do today. And if we don't do it today, we should do it tomorrow. And we should not stop until we get it done. That's why we're here. That's what the American people expect of us.